Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home, originating on UMFM in Winnipeg, podcasting and streaming around the known universe. My name's Jeff Robson, your host here for 19 years now. Hoping to be around for many more, but you never really know, do you? Do you? Before I get into that and so much more, a bunch of things coming up this week. You can always check out tellthebandtogohome.com and go to the upcoming events page. Try to keep it updated with good stuff going on. And there's a few things coming up this week, starting with tomorrow night at the Blue Note Park, Sean Burns and Grant Siemens in duo mode playing some music down there for one of the final shows, I believe, outdoors at the Blue Note Park. I think they're shutting down the outdoor portion at the end of the month. And there's a couple more good things coming, including J.D. Edwards coming up on Thursday. And then I haven't been told this, but I have a feeling that on Saturday when the Perpetrators play, it might be indoors. That's my sense that I'm getting. Once October rolls around, I think we're going to be indoors, which will be fine with me. Gotta get your card and your vax and all that stuff, you know. And also Tuesday night on the streams, Corin Raymond has his first Paid to Parlay live stream. And this one will feature his one-man show, The Great Canadian Tire Money Caper. If you've never heard the story of paper nickels, it is a fascinating one and a great, great show. I saw that show a few times when it was being performed at the Fringe Festival here in Winnipeg. And I'll gladly see it again on Tuesday on the stream. So those are some things that you want to check out. But this hour, and especially, well, the whole program and this hour especially, dedicated to the memory of a longstanding listener and a strong supporter of UMFM in this program, and a lot of great music, in fact, Boyd Barber and his loving, wonderful family. I think my first real memory of knowing old Boyd, well, two things, really. I think, I guess I'd seen them in a couple shows before that, but the first time I really came to know them was at the CD release party or the album release party, whatever it was, for Love Songs for the Last 20, at the West End Cultural Center. And, I remember first coming in and Adele had made up some playing cards for the show. And Boyd was out in the lobby and he was playing, I forget, it was 21 or something. And you could play Boyd to win a prize at the little table. And he just seemed like, I don't know, he seemed like the most terrifying individual I'd ever seen in my life. He immediately struck fear in my heart, to be honest with you. But I remember going to sit down and Boyd and Gene came over, I think it was even before the show, and thanked me because I'd had Del on this program to kind of hype the release party, and they came over and thanked me and profusely were grateful to me for having Del on the show. And I was like, well, why wouldn't I? I mean, the guy's phenomenal, you know, like, that's kind of what I do. I'm not doing it as a favor to him. If anything, it's kind of a favor to me that he would even bother coming on the show. And, they've been strong supporters and friends ever since. And, you know, just always kind of very encouraging and a lot of appreciation for what we do down here at UMFM and at CKUW as well. And, so quite a legacy there. And, fortunately, Boyd, not only a music fan, but a musician as well, wrote some fine songs on his own and, performed a number of times with our good friends Ray and Nancy. They had a little band for a while, and I understand they recorded some stuff. I don't know if it'll ever see the light of day, but it's out there somewhere. And he had a hand in a bunch of his boy Del's songs. And I tell you, you know, I know that it wasn't always easy, I suppose, them writing songs together and hanging out together, just because they loved each other so much and they were so much alike and whatever. But they came up with some great things together, and quite a musical legacy that's already out there in these songs written between Del and Boyd. And I want to play a bunch of them for you right now from Del's records. And this one features not only a writing contribution, but to singing in the choir as well on this track. And it's a beauty from way back when, from Love Songs for the Last 20. This is Del Barber featuring Gene and Boyd, a song called Katie Sparrow.
Carberry Sand is 1925. It was all we could do just to stay alive.
Katie Sparrow, Katie, where have you been?
Scratch a living from that old dirt farm. Raised two kids out on your own.
Katie Sparrow, Katie, where?
Pack the wagon up and head into town. You got halfway there when the storm blew down.
Katie Sparrow, Katie, where have you been?
Looking out the window, staring hard, John saw Katie standing out. Found your boys, Katie, alive but cold. So we wrapped them up tight and took them home.
Katie Sparrow, Katie, where have you been? Katie Sparrow.
Old sand hills never feel the same. When the winter wind howls, it howls your name.
Katie Sparrow, Katie, where have you been? Katie Sparrow.
Stop burning when running on a wire. place faith of my eternal youth. Might be a prophet of the Lord or just a circus for hire. Questions don't have answers, running on the wire.
Running on a Wire there from the album Headwaters by Del Barber. I had the amazing opportunity, one of the coolest things I think I've ever been a part of. I got to be in the studio one day when they were recording a lot of that song, actually. And of course, Boyd was there holding Fort on the couch while all the recording was going on. And it's not that he was a tough critic of Del. He just always wanted the best for Del, for sure. And you could see sometimes he was maybe raising an eyebrow or like, you know, wanting something to be a little bit better. And, he had, immense pride in his son Del, for sure. And, was a huge influence and, co-wrote that song right there. And old Boyd was kind and generous to a lot of people, even though he seemed maybe on the outside like he was a terrifying individual. You learned pretty quickly that wasn't the case. He was always very, very thankful and grateful to me for supporting Del. Like, you know, like, why wouldn't I? Like I said, you know, gave a lot to Pledge-O-Rama and helped out a lot with a lot of things and. So quite a lasting legacy, like I said, and that was from Headwaters. He had an even bigger hand in writing Del's next record, Prairiography.
That's the only thing that I can seem to grow. And I'm tired of living. picking up the pieces, was trying to see this night through. Gray mine dust, sunset rust, the colors of a mood. She sweeps up broken bottles, mops the stains from off the floor. She swears to the stars and the grave of her mama, she can't do this anymore.
Made new again.
23 turns 35 and you watch the shadow cool the stone. And it comes time to decide, do your best or leave it all behind. As close to peace as you can know, there are no answers blowing in the wind, just the hope what is old will be made new again. Don't just watch the sun go down, don't just watch the sun go down, don't just watch the sun go down on this city.
The lights go out there, Del Barber and the No Regretskis, and a few from Prairieography before that. We're playing some songs written by father and son, Del Barber and his late father, Boyd Barber. And I know, like I've said, what a sense of pride came from, well, both those guys, actually, from writing those songs together. And you know, it's quite a legacy, like I said. And you know, we can only hope to share our passions with our children the way that those two certainly did, not only in music, but hunting and fishing and being out on the land and all kinds of things that that they did together and encouraged each other to do and, you know, made each other stronger. And, you know, I can only hope that someday I have that kind of impact or that kind of relationship with my kid there. And good on them. And, you know, it's certainly what made Rachel and Del both such such generous and kind people was having great parents like Gene and Boyd. And I know not only they, but many of us have benefited from that. I remember in 2011, January, actually, Del was he was playing at the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago, opening for James McMurtry. I can't remember whether I'd seen James. I guess maybe I'd seen James in Austin before that, but certainly my first time seeing him outside of Austin. He was playing there, and Del was opening, and I was like, oh man, that sounds great. I wish I could be there. And Del was like, well, you should come. You should come. And eventually we decided to come. And you know, this is 10 years ago, and I'm, you know, feel kind of stupid about it now. But it was you know, it was January, and it was a financial commitment that wasn't easy to make at the time. And I remember it, you know, we had to do it fairly on the cheap. We you know, drove straight to Chicago, booked a cheap hotel room, and we're only staying there, I think, for the one night. And coming back and driving down, the weather was hell. Like, it was one of those times where we shouldn't have been driving on the highway, but did anyway. And I think we only made it to Chicago like in time for dinner before the show, and went to dinner at this place. And of course, Boyd and Gene picked up the check, as they were so often, you know, known to do. But I remember Boyd quietly kind of pulling me aside and thanking me for coming and slipping me $100. And I was like, well, what are you doing that for? Like, and he's like, well, we really appreciate you coming, and Del really appreciates it. And I know it wasn't cheap and it wasn't easy, so he wanted to help us out. And that was, you know, pretty amazing. And what do you say to that, right? That's the kind of generosity and kindness that I think we can all aspire to in our lives. We should all aspire to in our lives. And old Boyd was always the first one. He had lived through some shit in his life, man. Like, some of the stuff that he had been through, most of us could never even imagine. And I know it put him in a pretty dark and difficult place for a long time. I know that he kind of lived hard for a long time, and maybe it's to his credit that he ended up living to 72 in some ways, but turned out all right in the end, I think. And anyway, so he had his trouble with addictions, and so he didn't drink for a long time. But anytime we were out, you know, at a show or whatever, I don't think anybody ever had an empty glass when Boyd was around, because you just a fresh drink would just show up. And I think one time I said, like, you don't even drink. Like, why are you buying everybody drinks all the time? And he would say, Jeff, I've spilled more drinks than you'll ever have in your life. And, so I don't need any more, but, I hope you can enjoy this one. And, we always did. And, we thank him for that. And here's a couple more from the boys, and maybe a couple that, judging from the stories that I've heard and stuff, I think old boy particularly loved.
She was as hard as a natural diamond. She was as tough as a $3 steak. She had a spirit as wide as the Great Divide, and a heart that just couldn't break. She was strong enough to carry burdens, keeping that sparkle in her eyes. She had devotions for strange notions and a wonderful way of wondering why. He was a drifter and a rounder. He was a hard time traveling man. He made his living taking and a giving and picking up aluminum cans. He loved to tell the hobo story, and now he spent a little time in jail. He had a tan hide from living outside. He was sharp as a 10-penny nail. So here's to the glory of Ronnie and Rose. No place in this cold world they call their own. Love country kitchen in the alley on the end of the street. And they didn't mind cause the cook was kind and he'd give them something to eat. And Ronnie would say it's another fine day, and Rosie would give him a kiss. Hand in hand they walked away, it didn't get any better than this. So here's to the glory of Ronnie and Rose. No place in this cold world they call their own, but Saturday nights, a bottle of wine and a toast, true love from Ronnie. City, trying to make yourself a lot of loot, and every day everything seems to get a deeper shade of blue. Or maybe give up your ambitions, buy yourself a bottle of wine, meet Ronnie and Rose at the country kitchen for one hell of a time. So here's to the glory of Ronnie and Rose. No place in this cold world they call their own, but Saturday nights, a bottle of wine and a toast.
Like nothing's wrong.
called him over, said the drinks are for free. 'Cause young Katie Rose is marrying me. Day lost its light, Bill white as a bone, and his fast hand rifle had a mind of its own. Like a ball lightning, the rifle spoke him, not knowing his heart he died where he fell. Love will break you, jealousy.
Hello, this is Richard Thompson, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Says a red mullet to James, that's a fine motorbike. No girl could feel special in any such light. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. But I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind and down to Box Hill they'd ride. Says James to Red Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. Tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed a mini-man to get my Vincent machine. But now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Chest left nothing inside. Come down, Red Molly. daughter's dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. He said, I give you my Vincent to rot. Says, James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world. It's a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now triumphs and Nortons and bees as won't do. They don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. We reached for a hat, they slipped her keys. Said, I've got no further use for these. I see angels on aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. He gave her his Vincent to
'cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again, because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest blue,
there's one that Del used to do and send out to his parents, and I know it was always great to hear him do that and send out his love to his parents, and quite a remarkable love story of patience and perseverance and redemption and all kinds of things, Gene and Boyd, a real inspiration. So we hope that Gene's doing okay. We love her very much and appreciate all that she's done, as well as Boyd, of course. And so that one's Harvest Moon there from Neil Young. Before that, another one, Del used to tell a great story about fixing the cabin and that song coming on. And 1952, Vincent Black Lightning. We'll send that up to Boyd. He loved to ride as well. And that's a good one. And a couple there from Del's record, Easy Keeper. We heard Blood on the Sand and Ronnie and Rose, written not just by Boyd and Del, but also our friends Ray and Nancy, who had a hand in those as well, which is great to see. And you know, I realized a long time ago that I was never going to be the most talented person in the world, never going to be the most wealthy person in the world, never going to be powerful or have the most of anything. But I figured, you know, if I could feel like I left the place a little bit better than I found it, I was going to be all right. You know, so that's what I try to do. I try to leave a positive mark on the world. And I can tell you without a doubt that Boyd Barber did that. So we thank him for that. And we thank him for Del Barber and Rachel and all kinds of good things. There'll be a little bit of a celebration of life, I suppose, on Saturday at 1 p.m. At the Times Changed. I believe it's indoors, so it's going to be limited attendance. They are asking you to reserve in advance, and all the details on that are in the Touching Obituary, which you can find online. If you can't find it, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. I'll pass along the info to you, no problem, and hopefully we'll see you there. I'm sure it's going to be a powerful afternoon indeed, with some great memories and things like that. So it's too bad that it has to happen, but you know what? I know that Boyd kind of felt like a lucky man, and that he'd had a good life and had a lot of good things come to him. And you know, what else can you ask for but that? We'll leave you with a few more here, as many more as I can fit in. Just some good songs. This one I know Del used to do a lot. I don't know if it was particularly a Boyd fave, but always one of mine. And I'm sure, you know, Del's talent and good nature and love of great music, it didn't come from nowhere, that's for sure. So this one was probably in the house, I don't know.
There's a young man that I know, just turned 21. Comes from down in southern Colorado. Just got out of service and looking for his home. Someday soon, going in, someday soon. My parents cannot stand him, 'cause he works the rodeo. They say he's not your kind, he'll leave you crying. If he asks, I'll follow him down the toughest road of old. Someday soon, going in, someday soon. When he
Papa ain't got one good word to say. Got a hunch he was wild back in the early days. Oh, blow you all the northern, blow him back to me. He's likely driving back from California. He loves his damned old rodeos as much as he loves me. Someday soon, go in winning. Someday soon, someday soon, go in winning. Someday soon.
Different clothes. Way up in Michigan, where the Laughing River flows. Years in the minor leagues, ain't no place I didn't go. Well, I got a few hits, but I never made the show. And I could hang on for a few years doing what I've done before. I wanna hear the Laughing River flowing right outside my door. My cousin Ray said he's got a job for me, where the houses are cheap, and he knows this nice lady. He said she even saw me play once, said she smiled at my name. Well, up on the Laughing River could be a whole new game. Goodbye to the bus, goodbye to paying dues, goodbye to the cheers, and goodbye to the booze. Well, I'm trading in this old bat for a fishing pole. Gonna let the Laughing River flow right into my soul. And I'm going away, 'cause I got a busted heart. I'm leaving today, if my travel all will start. And I reckon where I'm headed, I might need me different clothes. Way up in Michigan, where the Laughing River flows. Way up in Michigan, where the Laughing River flows. way up in Michigan.
I don't know where we end up at the end of our days, but hopefully we end up somewhere down the Laughing River casting our little fly. And, well, you know, hopefully we all have something to be proud of and be glad that we were around. Thanks, Boyd Barber, and thanks to Gene and Dell and Rachel and everybody out there. We'll see you on Saturday. We hope you're doing all right. We love you, and we thank you for listening today to Tell the Band to Go Home.